The following message represents the beliefs of Kent Public Access Radio and is not affiliated with Black Squirrel Radio in any way. We at Black Squirrel Radio strongly discourage any acts of violence and recommend that our listeners seek out peaceful resolutions to any problems they might face in day-to-day life.
This is a statement from Kent Public Access Radio Management. As our regular listeners are well aware, last week our station suffered a slanderous attack on its good name by an angry man with a silly voice. We do not know his identity, nor his reasons, or why he sounds quite so funny. But we know he called us trash. We know he called us problematic. And we know he made us question whether or not this vicious phone call was actually him doing a bit. This bozo used one of mankind's greatest inventions, the telephone, a tool meant to bring humanity together. To orchestrate a pointless act of violence, he is reprehensible, repugnant, and a repulsive example of the darkness that lies in the hearts of men everywhere. But more importantly, he's a little bitch. A little bitch who, when challenged, would not come to the studio to duke it out with me, Sean Taylor. A little bitch who, rightfully so, is afraid of an ass-kicking full of fire and fury, the likes of which have never been seen before. And so we ask this strange, silly man but one question. What the hell are you afraid of, you cuck? Get off your damn ass! Walk over to Franklin Hall and come answer for your actions! We won't hold back! We're gonna pound your ass into the sound-absorbent carpet without a second thought! We're gonna skin you, turn you into fashionable keychains, and sell you online as limited edition merch! Because the last thing you're gonna see in your pathetic life is Zach laughing while Matthew uploads a video of your absolute destruction to the show's Twitter account. And it's gonna go viral! We're going to be on Conan, talking about how much fun we had beating your little ass while the audience applauds us! Come on.
Stop being such a damn coward and show your stupid face.
You're listening to Kent Public Access Radio, Black Squirrel's Radio's premier dark comedy sketch show. I'm Matthew, your host on the board, and as always, I'm joined by my wonderful co-hosts, Zach, Sean, and Andy. And this week, we have a special guest, Sean Taylor's beloved, Helen. How are you doing, Helen?
What's up? I'm good.
Gotta turn your mic.
Let's just keep our mics off.
Yeah, just keep your mics off.
It's gonna be like that, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
We're gonna turn it back off because
let her talk, guys.
We have to do a commercial.
Am I on?
You're on. We have to do a commercial. Like, we'll be back.
Well, wait, we're doing a commercial?
Yeah, it's
already.
12:20. Yeah.
Welcome to K-Par. Here's some ads.
Look, it's not my fault. We're in
late. I think I can't hear myself.
Yeah. And we're back after that commercial break we had 2 minutes into our program. Yeah. How you guys doing? How you doing, Helen?
I'm still fine.
I'm well. All
right, that's good. Valentine's Day is coming up. That's exciting, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Zach,
yeah.
Matthew, you're waiting. Being a party pooper.
Can you hear me, actually?
Yeah, hello? I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You just got talking to the mic.
Go! You're on the radio, babe.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on my Christmas present, so I don't know how I feel about Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're never going to get that.
She didn't like her Christmas present?
No, I didn't.
I'm still waiting on one.
Where is it, Sean?
Oh!
Sean, I'm sorry, publicly ridiculing you on the radio. I didn't
What's
know.
Sean like in bed?
Tell him, Helen.
Do we want to?
Tell him how I cry.
Because apparently he forgets cold opens and he forgets Christmas gifts.
Sean cries.
He's an unreliable man.
I think it's understood. I'm waiting for everybody to like Helen come together and realize I'm not a good or trustworthy or reliable person. Like,
we know that.
That's what we love about you.
Oh man.
We actually have like a separate meeting where we talk about like what are we gonna do when Sean doesn't do any work.
We have Helen
right
on.
Yeah.
I'm out!
We call those special meetings our meetings.
Oh, no. And yet he still manages to crush everything.
Oh, yeah!
Like
give
my
it up
dreams.
For Helen! Oh, yeah! Speaking the truth.
Yeah, like our hopes of paying right on time.
Oh!
We're so bad.
Please! For the longest time,
like
that
to...
was you!
It
I want to apologize to Travis. of all people.
Jesus.
You make his life hell.
You bet. Is Travis your landlord? He's our boys.
Yeah, he's our landlord.
Oh. We're his boys.
Yeah, we're trouble.
Yeah. What are your Valentine's plans? Let's start with Zach. Oh, I guess we start with me, because I'm first. I'm drinking. What's your plan, Zach?
Ooh, yeah. I am cry-sturbating. That's where I masturbate while crying.
Can you say that on the air?
I can say it on the air. I can't do it on the air.
Look at the list.
You can probably do it on the air.
Yeah, you can say that on the air. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. I could masturbate right now and no one would know.
Well, we're gonna
know. Just hear like a...
Wait, you're not already?
Well, I mean, I'm like giving myself an over the pants.
Your legs are crossed.
You are, aren't you?
I'm doing it with my other leg. It's called grasshoppering. It's like the cricket.
What are you doing, Sean?
I was making noises into the mic.
No, no, I'm saying like I'm drinking and watching Kingsman. I'm drinking, watching Kingsman. Zach's crying and masturbating. What are your Valentine's plans?
Well, I tried to get scheduled for work so I would have a believable excuse as to why we weren't having a nice Valentine's Day dinner, and it worked. So that's where I'll be.
But you bought all that soup.
I have. You know what? Are we allowed, like
Sean's,
you know,
trunk's full of cans
of
soup.
Like a,
he gave me a soup. He gave me like clam chowder.
Clam
He's like, you want this? I'm like, yeah.
It's my least favorite of the Campbell's Chunkies.
Talk closer to me, Mike.
But they make an excellent tortilla, an excellent beef and barley. They have a terrific variety. They're filling, easy to make. Take like 2 minutes.
Beef stew.
Easy, Sean. Helen, that's an ad.
Helen, did he not make you the soup? Did he not he's boasting earlier
we're
in our meeting.
Sponsored by Campbell's
about
Chunk.
Your soup. He's like, did I not make you a home cooked meal?
Oh, I mean, if you want to consider boiling soup. Pre-cooked.
That's pretty. I mean,
you didn't know how to do it before I showed you.
I put mine in the microwave, so that's pretty high class for him.
I used to microwave mine, but now I have a nice stovetop.
Sean, move closer to your mic.
I do.
You need to be this close to your mic.
Yeah, he's lounging.
You're so casual.
How?
That's good.
Is
it? Helen, what are you doing for Valentine's?
I just want to say. I just want to say I am more excited for the next day, Galentine's Day.
What is that?
Is the real holiday.
What's that?
You are the only gal
here, so we don't know what Galentine's Day is.
It's where you appreciate your female friends, which I will be doing early. Shout out to Lauren Odioso, who I will be hanging out with tomorrow.
Who's in a play?
We're going to see Ryan Marchetti, actually, who is in a black box show.
Helen, plugs at the end.
Plugs at the end, Helen.
Plugs at the end.
We can't see if anyone's listening, which I'm sad. We're supposed to, right?
No broadcast now.
No broadcast
now. The witching hour.
This actually isn't going out to anyone.
Jacob Dickey's listening, I'm sure.
Shout out to Jacob. We were problematic,
so they had to shut us down.
Andy, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Oh, man.
Not Thanksgiving. Valentine's
Day. Thanksgiving.
Probably just going to get shat-faced, watch some Rambo.
Pretty good.
Can you say shat on the radio?
Yeah.
We're not. Yeah.
What's that asterisk covering? You don't know.
All right.
You didn't dump that, did you, Matt?
No.
Nice.
I was not paying attention.
We're playing Russian roulette.
We're actually we're Kent State's only uncensored radio show.
Yeah.
That's it. We just choose not to swear. If we did, nobody could stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's time for the news.
News here!
Tech pioneer and Tesla founder Elon Musk launched a Tesla Roadster strapped to a Space Falcon heading to spaces last week. Inside the Roadster were several webcams broadcasting footage of an astronaut mannequin sat in the driver's seat, lovingly nicknamed Spaceman by Elon himself. When interviewed about the purpose of the astronaut, Elon Musk had this to say. It's an invasion. I'm declaring war in space. Spaceman is the first set of boots on the ground, but there will be more. I don't care how many people have to launch into space. It will be mine. I will be the space emperor. The launch has widely been hailed as an inspirational moment in the history of space exploration, the beginning of a bright new era where any common billionaire can throw millions into space in the pursuit of a pointless gimmick.
YouTube announced harsh penalties against creators who post disturbing or violent videos this past Friday, following the internet millionaire Logan Paul's latest video where he shoots a taser at a dead rat. YouTube representatives called his behavior unacceptable, saying that a living rat would have had a much better reaction to the tasing and brought in more viewers. We will not allow this barbaric and unprofitable content to appear on our site, read the official statement. If Logan Paul wants to keep making money on our ads, then he needs to step up his game and actually film killing real rats. That'll bring in the revenue for sure. Zach?
Vice President Mike Pence is facing criticism this week after failing to stand for the arrival of the United North and South Korean Olympics teams to the opening ceremony. Many pointed out similarities between this protest and the NFL players who had taken a knee during the national anthem and an act that he had rallied against. When asked about this apparent hypocrisy, he told reporters the following. There's no similarities between me and the unpatriotic, freeloading slobs of the NFL. I am white. They are black. That is a difference that affords me many privileges, like the right to riot after my team wins the Super Bowl and not get in trouble for it, or the rights and to not be shot by cops and then have a toy gun planted on my body. North Korea is full of bad men. Bad, unwhite men. And I will not stand for it.
White nationalist Richard Spencer has threatened to sue Kent State's administration after they denied his request to let him speak on the main campus on May 4th.
There is no reason they can't accommodate us on that day. It's not like they have anything else going on,
said Kyle Bristow, the lawyer representing Spencer's booking agency.
To borrow a line from Game of Thrones, I will make Kent State University's administrators bend the knee like the others. I will bring them all to heel. The First Amendment is non-negotiable.
Spencer, for his part, seemed devastated he was unable to make it, saying that he had been very excited to meet the brave National Guardsmen who had dealt with all those rabble-rousers back in the 70s.
The new Starbucks near Kent's Business Administration Building is set to pen on April... set to open. Sorry, typo.
Much get her off the air!
Much to the celebration of all those whose tuition is paying for it. This continues Beverly Warren's Complete Coffee Coverage Initiative, which seeks to fix the long-standing problem of not being able to see at least three identical coffee shops from any point on campus. While funding has initially proved to be an issue, students petitioned the campus administration to divert funds from a few planned parking lots that everyone agreed weren't needed. The university student government said the following in a public statement. As students, parking is unnecessary. There are no commuter students here as the residence halls are cheaply priced and full of extra space. That's why we have no snow days. But we do have an incredible need for Starbucks coffee, and it is our right as paying students to never be more than 30 feet from a licensed Starbucks location.
Welcome, Valley listeners, to KPAR's Holiday History. With Valentine's Day coming up soon, I thought it might be a fun idea if we went over the history of the holiday. A little education for the masses, you know? Valentine's Day first started on February 14th, 1929. Tensions between the North Side Gang, led by George Bugs Moran, and the South Side Gang, led by Al Capone, were at an all-time high. Moran had long been hijacking Capone's Detroit-based liquor shipments, and the police had been turning a blind eye to these crimes, and Al Capone was not happy. Dressing up some of his own men as police officers, Al Capone had several of the North Side Gang's most important members rounded up. Made to stand up against the northern wall of a garage on 2122 North Clark Street, they were then executed with two Thompson submachine guns. Later, at the funeral of the slain men, each of their widows were presented with a gift of flowers, chocolates, and a small folded cardboard card featuring characters from popular culture of the time. Many suspected that these were from Al Capone himself. And thus was born the tradition of giving gifts and cards to your loved ones in the hope of staving off your own death for yet another year. The celebration really took off in 1943 when President Roosevelt sent a Popeye-themed Valentine's card with a single Hershey's Kiss to every wife of every serviceman in America. And that's all the holiday history we have time for you this time, my friends. But join us next month as we delve into the rich and complicated history of St. Patrick's Day and its infamous Green River.
Skeeter, what in the world are you doing?
Well, am I supposed to? This canoe's moving slower than a week in the slammer. Oh, shoot. I can't wait to get back in the game, man.
I don't know, Skeet. Ain't there something kind of nice about this here canoeing? Kind of peaceful out here, ain't it?
Only thing nice about is it, I ain't got to listen to Tammy Lee pestering me every gosh darn minute.
Skeeter, the sink has a leak. Skeeter, the roof's caving in. Skeeter, I can't get the hanger out.
Sometimes I just want to say, woman, I'm an unlicensed masseuse. I don't got to listen to this.
Shoot, I don't know, Skeet. You used to find you a nice one in there, Tammy Lynn.
You making eyes at my wife, Jessup?
Nah, Skeet. I just said you found you's a nice one.
Speaking of women, how are things going with you and that girl, Erlene?
Well, all right, I guess. Except the fact she's legally blind now.
Blind?
Yeah, she done lost her vision in one of them bukkake accidents.
What is a bukkake? What the hell's that?
You see, it's when you got this sunflower, and then you got a whole bunch of guys who take turns watering its face.
Well, you hate to see that. Sure is a damn shame.
You're telling me.
Anywho, sure is hot out here, huh?
Oh, yeah, you're telling me. Just like your wife, yep.
What was that, Jessup?
Nothing.
Jessup, I'm gonna ask you one more time. You making eyes at my wife?
Well, so what if I was?
Best be kidding, Jessup. Because if and you was, you know I...
You know what?
I have to beat your ass.
Well, good thing. My ass been looking for a pounding all week, boy.
Righty, you're right now, partner. Let's go.
Well, bring it on, candy ass.
God. Oh. Yes.
What are we doing, Skeet?
Man.
What are we doing?
Yes. I don't know. I feel like you're run-of-the-mill frat boy.
Exactly. I feel pretty much exactly like every frat guy I've ever met.
Oh!
And we're back. Those skits, like last skit rather, was courtesy of Helen. She wrote that. That was all her work.
Word for word.
All Helen.
Wow. Was it? Was your inspiration for that?
Take a bow.
That's strike one, Helen.
Let's see.
Strike one was a mess up on
that
the first
day. Is a throwback to
strike two, Adam.
2015. So I really don't know what I was thinking about then.
These were like all for class.
Are you telling me that these are not new, fresh sketches?
I'd like to think they're timeless.
It's almost like somebody didn't have sketches written, so they asked
their girlfriend
the closest
to do
person.
Form.
Yeah.
Well,
you hate to see that.
Not like you had sketches written last week. I'd also like to take this moment that we have our own store. It's on Redbubble. If you go to like our podcast, which should be on iTunes soon, I'll put a link on the Twitter. You can buy mugs and t-shirts and stickers. I want to get some stuff with like Sean Taylor on it.
You got
soon.
Lots of nudies.
I want to be our mascot.
T-shirt.
Yeah,
lots
we're
gonna have
of
a calendar. It's only going to have five mugs. Tees. It's going to be a worthless calendar.
What if we do like like
it's
a
going
calendar.
To be a very problematic calendar.
We're going to have our own farmer's almanac in the weeks to come.
I think we should do like a calendar, like a Valentine's
like
theme
calendar.
Yeah, like a sexy sexy
like
calendar.
Do like firefighters and stuff, but it's K-par.
You don't seem sold on the idea, Helen.
I'll allow it.
Our listeners can't see just your kind of like hesitation on your face.
You can't see you Helen know, is I... wearing basically nothing.
It's
Sean dressed her.
All right. My cooch is literally inches from her. This room is...
The windows of this room look like the scene from Titanic when she smacks her hand on the wall of the Model T.
Only there's 2 feet just sliding down the window. We experiment.
We're painting Sean.
I just like the way you say calendars.
What like how? Calendars.
Calendars.
Something from a Midwest
accent.
What's
going on here?
Mr. Steele, you're mad.
Better watch out, Sean.
Maddie, steal your girl.
This woman can't resist my terrible Midwestern accent.
Karen Zer's the DJ.
I'm like, action. And they're like, oh.
Can't resist the action.
Sean doesn't put that much emphasis on his A's.
Action!
Don't steal my shtick. Well, we're going to go to a music break. And then we're going to come back for some more K-par. So stay tuned.
We gotta think about.
And we're back. Welcome back, and thanks to listening to K-Par. Sean had one of his famous smoke breaks.
I killed it.
Get closer to your mic.
Here I am.
You know you can like move it down if you want to like lounge.
Oh, this changes everything.
You're still a bit too far from it. Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Am I good? Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, no, you're good. Get a bit closer. Like Helen's doing it good. You see, you gotta like.
Oh,
that's gotta be in
mic.
Your. Yeah, you gotta like.
I'm
be
coming.
Pretty close to your mouth. You gotta talk directly into it like this.
Here
you know?
I am. Can you hear me?
It's a condenser mic. That's how they work.
Hello, Radioland. How are you tonight?
Listeners.
Yeah, is this close enough for
Ladies
you, Matthew?
And gentlemen.
Yeah, that's I'm happy now.
You are happy.
Haven't been happy for a long time, but you're proper.
What's going on, buddy?
Don't keep your hands on the wires like that.
Oh man.
Yeah, you were just not to touch the wire. That was the orientation you weren't here for.
Oh, I had a 10-hour rehearsal. Next time, I'll just tell him. Forget about it.
What's more important to you, this audition, whatever it is, or our show?
The rehearsal.
Ouch.
So we need a new host. We didn't finish auditions.
We're holding auditions.
Yeah, we're holding auditions for a new Sean.
You guys got $75. I will come here.
Helen, are you staying?
Time.
Well, hey, if I'm invited back.
Okay, we can keep the Helen, but we need a new Sean. Right.
I don't want to talk about that live.
Yeah, that's a touch. In theme with the Valentine's thing we got trying to get going on here. What's your guys' favorite love songs?
Off of Cannibal Corpse's debut 1999 album, Cannibal Corpse, Hammer Smashed Face. I've always thought belies
a
certain...
Wait, the band's called Cannibal Corpse.
You've never heard of Cannibal Corpse?
No, but the band's called Cannibal Corpse?
That's a movie.
Cannibal Corpse.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said Cannibal Corpses, and no, their album was Cannibal Corpse.
Actually, their first album is called Eaten Back to Life, and it's got this sick album cover. It's like this zombie, and he's like eating himself. Oh, and it's like going into his guts. Like it's a great image. Check out Cannibal. But a Hammer Smashed Face has a real intimacy to it.
Sounds kind of spooky.
What about Portishead?
I don't like spooky.
Portishead rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the great record to be intimate to. But I'm talking about Cannibal Corpse.
So can you not be intimate to Cannibal Corpse?
Tell
me your ideal listening situation. Like everything is under your control, and this is how you're gonna listen to this.
So I'm naked.
Ooh, obviously.
Yeah.
Alone.
Obviously.
With a watermelon. And there's some strategically placed orifices in this watermelon.
Is it heated?
A little bit.
You can't.
How are they strategically placed?
It's like 90 degrees.
There's like 6 holes.
I get it. 6 holes.
There's 6 holes.
There's
in this
11.
Watermelon.
Count them.
And I put on the record, and I let the first couple tracks soothe me into my situation.
And Helen, you don't seem to be a fan of this, Helen.
I think I might be done here.
When Hammer Smashed Face comes on,
you'll know, baby.
I just take this melon, and I start slicing it up and eating the pieces of the melon, because I love watermelon. So to listen to one of my favorite songs whilst eating one of my favorite foods.
Helen's melons... do not suffice.
Oh my God.
Helen.
Helen's melons.
I smell a Finsta plug.
Helen, we're on the radio.
you can't say another melon because my melons are not.
See, I pitched bring Helen on because it's Valentine's Day. I'm like, oh, they're in a relationship. My real plan was to get some like real drama going on.
Oh, let's break them up.
Some of that real soap opera drama, bringing those viewers, bringing those calls.
Oh, we don't even.
Well,
if anyone's
Helen,
out there listening, please hashtag
buy the
watermelon.
We have plenty of people dying to get on our calls. So,
Helen, what's your favorite love song?
I was gonna say Katy Perry's "Hot and Cold" because it really pertains to my particular
disposition.
Situation.
Sean's in and he's out, and he's up and he's
what's
down.
What's your ideal
exactly.
Situation for that? What's your
I PMS how
do you,
like a bitch? Because
he wants to do melons. How would you listen to this song?
I also would be alone. But I would be fully clothed. In a parka, actually, just my eyes showing, and I would just be raging.
Like angry, just.
Yes.
I don't get this.
I'm
it's
so
women.
This is dead air.
Yeah.
Andy, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song.
Your favorite love song, not your favorite song.
My favorite love song. Oh boy. Pauly by Nirvana.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good. That's a.
What about you?
Joke. my favorite love song. That's it? All right. My favorite love song. Zach, what's your favorite love song?
I'm pretty sure he asked you, man.
Oh, man. That was going to be... it's a song by Adam Lambert.
And all right, what about you, Zach?
Okay, yes. All right. Yeah, okay.
Where's that
Oh, no
button?
Adam Lambert fans here?
Dude, no.
Nope.
There's no Adam Lambert fans. Adam Lambert's...
I have to say, I like Adam Lambert.
Thank you.
Adam Lambert looks in the mirror and
I'm glad Helen has my back here.
Strike four, Helen.
You know what? Maybe I should find a new show.
Oh.
You're going to send her to Lisa's
corner.
Door's right there.
You know, as someone who is a fan of good pop and like Lady Gaga. Like,
it sounds like you're bringing some agenda.
Like Pepsi?
You know, like
Dr. Wow.
I say soda.
All right, okay.
Fago.
Okay, if we're not going Adam Lambert in
I'm
general.
Part of the clowns, baby.
Off the new Wombats album, there's a song called Lethal Combination. I love the Wombats.
Why are you on the Wombats?
Dude, everyone that knows me knows I love the Wombats. And my favorite song off the new album is Lethal Combinations. It's about just being self-destructive and super drunk, but you're in love with someone who is also super self-destructive and drunk, and you're happy together.
You got any screaming Lee Hawkins?
This just got deep.
Look, I'm a sad man. Zach, what's your favorite song? Come on.
That's hands so down, sad. You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, that's baby-making music.
We just started playing it. That was the song.
I don't know if any of these songs are on here. Like, Katy Perry isn't, I think. How do you spell Katy Perry? Katy? No.
Are you kidding me?
Katy like the name, Perry like the last name.
Well, yeah, like, I searched Perry, right? Perry.
Who was that earlier that looked like Katy Perry?
We got Perry Como.
Boy George.
For the
Boy George.
Boy George.
That was Boy George.
Her cat's name is Kitty Purry. I think
well,
it's
that's
clever.
Just selfish.
That's
yeah, like
ridiculous.
That's like if like I named like my kid like
Matt.
I guess people do that. It's like Matthew Jr.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
What I'm just saying,
like
anyone...
if I named my cat like Mac Xanthi.
If anyone has like a name with like Junior in it or like the second or the third, I'm really sorry that like they couldn't give you your own original name. They took that from you.
But the people?
Yeah, people.
Parents.
I know some great juniors.
Well, I'm not saying they're not great
Roy
people.
Jones
I'm saying
Jr.
they have terrible parents.
What? Roy Jones Jr.
Stanley Yelnats the fourth.
That's true. Backwards and forwards, baby.
I just think they have terrible parents.
All day.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Teaching
like,
Zero how to read.
Sweet. Like, you watch sitcoms.
Are we doing a plug for Holes?
My no good, dirty, movie. Rotten pig stealing great, great grandfather.
You know I love plugging Holes.
You know,
oh!
Oh! It was a race.
Let's not make this a race thing.
I'm just saying, like,
that's how we get accused by funny voiced people of being problematic.
Of pulling Axis powers.
Exactly.
Oh no, terrible jokes. If you just like,
know,
like, there's
man.
A whole thing where you have to think of your baby's name, and if you're just like, you know what, screw it, Matthew, like that's just lazy and it doesn't
selfish.
Show originality.
Who would name their kid Matthew?
Right.
Some freak.
My original name was gonna be Tyler.
The last friend I had named Matthew.
Wouldn't that have been way better?
I haven't seen that kid since third
Missed
grade.
Missed opportunities.
Right.
Yeah, mom really let me down.
I could have known.
You know what I want to talk about? It's not. I mean, I guess it's kind of Valentine's related. Do you hear about the sex trafficking ring that happened today?
Yeah, that's very Valentine's Day related.
It hit
exactly.
our neighborhood. It hit our neighborhood.
It hit
really
our neighborhood
hard. Really
we rocked.
We As in, we actually rocked. Did not get visited by the people, but our landlord was.
You know,
sure
I didn't hear about it.
No,
oh
did
God.
You see the
email?
Email
yeah, they
the
got it.
Afterwards?
The sheer amount of
you got emails?
Yeah, we got emails.
We got a couple
we
emails.
Got,
like,
can
emails.
I read them out loud?
We got one
well,
email
on,
and then, like,
tell
like,
how
a
I
couple apologies.
Because, like, I was in class. I saw a dog. I ran out
we
of class,
no class
to pet the dog.
I saw a raw.
Then, like, the person that dog. Had my friend Mackenzie owns the dog's like, yeah, watch out for the sexual, like, traffickers out there. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Looking out.
Is this some weird joke? And she's like, no, there's, like, people saying that, like, hey, we'll baptize you if you come with us. And then they, like, sell into sex trafficking, which I think is targeting, like, a really weird... They're targeting young people who, like, are open to baptizing, but, like, haven't had it. Like, they're open to the experience, but they're, like,
this seems
23
like
and
this
not
situation
there.
I don't think they're
seems
specifically
like...
targeting unbaptized people.
Well, that's the
baptized,
kind of people that are going to
yeah.
come up to them.
I mean, can they
rats.
Just tell from a distance? Do they lack a certain glow?
Well, maybe
like
maybe they're
one.
Not looking
that
for
one.
Unbaptized
He's
people.
Unclean.
Those are the people who are going to come to them. That's their ploy.
He's
gonna be
dirty.
I know, but
who want to be baptized.
I think the punchline is, it turns out...
Well, it's not a joke, Sean. There's no punchline.
Christians. This is life. This life is ridiculous. These two... Three or four guys that were going
how
around
How many
trying,
guys?
I don't know how many guys.
Sean's
Five,
Sean's
six,
fantasy.
Seven.
I saw three guys being held up by a police
these
officer.
These three guys.
Yeah. Nine, ten, sure.
Yeah.
These three guys, their intent was to bring people
this
into, the,
full
into the loving and permanent caress of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And instead they were accused of being literally the exact opposite. Like,
preach.
They're trying to take Jesus away from people?
Exactly. No. They're trying
Why would
to
you
take...
Do that?
You can't take Jesus...
My point being, they lived the episode of like in their in the season of their lives that is a sitcom. This particular situation was just a really good episode, you know. Like, oh, we got mistaken for sex traffickers.
Where's his metaphor going?
Sean loves that.
Yeah, I just think this is an outrageous situation.
Just read the email. Just read the email.
I'm gonna read the emails
read
because
the
this
email.
Is how I found out about this. All right, urgent security alert.
From who? Who's this from?
Our
Mama.
Landlord.
Okay.
Urgent security alert.
Talking
do
to the
not
mic,
open
landlord.
Your doors to
God, the mother, preachers, or anyone you don't know.
Do not let God into your apartment. Yeah.
There is a potential of a sex trafficking scam in the Kent area. The actors
he
are
gives
posing
them that much dignity.
As
actors.
A preacher.
Yeah. And paid and hired.
Of like Daniel Day-Lewis and Robert Downey Jr. just walking around.
Right. And then it says very clearly, do not go to their meeting at Hunter's Lake. You will be abducted. All right,
oh, shit.
That seems pretty sure. Now, today, we get this email. We get this email right here. What's up?
And he said a no-no word.
Oh, I didn't even hear.
Well, I guess there's no point because the last 8 seconds of my anecdote is going to get
Oh, blind. I didn't hit it. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh,
no, he didn't hit it. That's what we were...
I was thinking about like how it's funny that they call it like a scam.
Yeah,
like,
it's we a little, care like, more about your story.
Well, this is the email we hear today.
Well,
I have been in
House
contact with the police, and the individuals
Travis
that came
himself.
Through Holly Park were from a local church group. They had no intentions of trafficking or anything malicious.
Just nice people.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have been out that late.
What were they doing? First of all, they called it a scam.
Three
like,
in the morning.
You know, oh, like I got scammed because I like clicked on an email from a Nigerian prince. I got scammed because I was like sold to sex slavery. Like it's the same thing.
No, they are looking exactly for people
That's
like you,
same.
Matt.
What?
You can't see him, but Matt's very easy to molest.
I don't feel safe here anymore. This used to be like a nice place I could hang out with my friends. Now Zach's leering at me.
This whole thing has been a ploy.
But also, like, what were they doing that, like, you see these people and you're like,
that's
they
what, that's
are
what I'm saying. Why
sex
was
trafficking
conclusion jump to?
No,
why
no,
do
no,
people
no, no,
see?
Well, no, because they, religious people going around.
No, there was
actually,
to,
like, Mormons
inviting
have
them.
No,
door
there was actually
forever.
Real sex trafficking people, but who came to our apartment complex
just normal
was just
people.
A
they were just good natured people.
That was just a classic
oh,
case
so there,
of
they, there was the part. They were the fake priests and the real priests.
Yeah, it just so happened.
And they walk into a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and
you're
say,
saying
ouch.
So there were fake priests.
Oh, cut to commercial.
There were fake priests that there were sex traffickers.
You are listening to K-pop radio,
and simultaneously
they
there
call
were,
those stepfathers. But
I'm
no,
done here.
These people just got mistaken.
So I'm saying there were actual sex traffickers.
Sean,
believe,
talk
I
into your mic.
So.
I'm right here.
No, you got talking to this end. It's a condenser
no,
mic.
No, let him talk away. He's screaming.
Well, I can turn him down.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but was
no,
this
yeah,
fake
there was,
news?
There was no fake news.
Fake news.
Where,
oh, yeah, there was
there
fake news.
Sex traffickers. Were there sex
yes,
traffickers?
Yes,
I mean,
just not in Holly Park. The good-natured folk were in Holly Park.
Yeah.
And Travis blatantly called them out.
It's. I feel like that's very possible.
No, that makes perfect sense. And that's hysterical to me.
Oh.
I think that's
is it Sean?
Sex trafficking's real funny, buddy.
Oh God,
you're a sick.
That they just happened to be doing their
they're
coming
they,
to Kent.
They were just they're like, hey, let's just go spread the word, and they are just accused of being sex traffickers. Don't you think that's kind of, like if that happened
you
to
got
any
some
of
real
us,
growing up to
Sean,
do, buddy.
Be careful with that mic. You gotta hold it like here, buddy.
What you're saying is
screaming.
You feel like after their
equipment.
Day, there should just be a bass riff and cut to Jerry Seinfeld. Reading comedy.
Precisely what I'm saying. This is an absurd situation.
Like,
don't you hate it when you get caught for being a rapist?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's you're telling me they're you couldn't see it.
No,
like,
I'm telling you.
No, I'm sure they're going back.
That's
to the, I'm sure they're going back to the church after this happens, and they're
was
like,
Jewish, so.
"That was guys. Didn't we have a chuckle? We
Alex
both went to jail.
Chuckle.
Yes, this is a funny story.
I don't
they
think they think it's funny."
Wait, they will be amused by, like, other people would be amused by the story. Yeah, me and my friends were mistaken on a mission trip. We're mistaken for sex traffickers.
Yeah, I'm sure they
but
can't
you know
wait to tell their
laughing?
Grandchildren
tell
that story.
Yeah,
they wait
that's
to tell
funny.
Their parents.
Well,
they
do you
got
know who's not laughing? The people that fell victim to the actual...
No, they're not laughing. They are bound and gagged in a basement
somewhere. I can't believe I'm alone in thinking this case of mistaken identity. It just has all the... It's like, who's on first?
It's what? Not like who's on first.
But...
What?
Were there students? Were there
Andy,
students
the one where it's like who's on
victim?
First? No, what's on first? It's the one where like everyone has different names.
Abbott and Costello.
Classic skit. When are we gonna educate Andy? Or comedy.
Comedy.
Educate me, Matt, please.
Ooh.
I have to say, on a serious note, everyone be safe out there.
Come in the classroom.
I'm gonna see you after class.
Come into my arms.
You know, as a person who lives alone, you got to be careful out there.
Sean lives
if someone you. Strange comes to your door,
Sean
you know.
But he ain't doing nothing. He's too busy smoking cigs
and
reading books in the bathroom.
And making soup. Making soup. Having a weird trunk full of what was it? In the middle of his trunk is just like a box with like a rag in it, an umbrella, and soup.
All right, let's keep moving.
And it wasn't. Seeing as it's that time of year again and love is in the air, What would warm our hearts better than a story about that special someone? A story of love so profound it warms the coldest of hearts on a winter's night. For anybody out there who just wants to get a little weird in the midnight hour, whether it be painfully alone or with multiple partners, I truly do apologize, but none of this is the kind of story I'm going to tell. No, this is far, far darker. Some would say grim. A story of hellish creatures from before time, seeking only one thing, total power. This here is the story of how giant lizard people came to run the world we live in. 311 million. Do you know what that number is? It is the amount of people in the United States who still are unaware that their entire existence here on Earth has been carefully constructed by a superior race of reptilian humanoids. Yes, you heard me right. Only 12 million people are woke enough to see through this obvious facade. Sickening as it may be, it is true. As blatantly obvious their influence is on our everyday lives, people still ignore signs and evidence of their existence. In 1934, the LA Times released a story that follows an engineer in Los Angeles coming across a maze of tunnels and priceless treasures of legendary lizard inhabitants. He drilled into the earth on North Hill, overlooking Sunset Boulevard, and took X-ray pictures of these underground catacombs. He claimed the lost city was dug by powerful chemicals by the lizard people instead of pick and shovel, and led into the ocean where the tunnels began. As the legend goes, the lizard people hid in underground cities while a great fire swept the earth and cleansed it of all life. Supposedly, the reptilian efforts at underground survival were nothing more than futile, as they are said to have all perished. However, there is more than enough hard evidence out there to prove their efforts at survival were more than successful. In reality, things could have worked out better for them in the long run. The dangers that came with the Jurassic and prehistoric times were replaced by humans. Everybody knows that giant-shaped, shifting reptilians can only assume the body of a smaller host, making their shape-shifting abilities useless on ancient killers, but perfect to take on the form of a human. With the knowledge that they had survived but were no longer in their underground bunkers came the realization that they must be walking among us without our knowledge. There's only one problem with having these reptilian humanoids around, and that's the fact that these creatures, on average, are around 3 times as smart as your smartest humans. That's a fact. And with their abilities to read minds and influence thought, they rose to leadership among the rich and powerful, putting them within grasp of what they always wanted more than anything else, total power. However, it's not yet too late to take back the world as our own. Wake up, people. Open your eyes and realize you've been deceived. It could be your neighbor, your gardener. Hell, it could even be your grandmother. It's time to send these reptilian bastards back where they came from. Remember, no matter what they tell you, they are listening. They are watching. They are the system. For any questions you might have regarding this very real, plausible issue, or to report a sighting or sightings, see www.reptoids.com. Again, that's www.reptoids.com. As always, you heard it here first, and stay safe out there.
That wonderful season of love is upon us, loyal listeners, and you know what that means. Your significant other is going to be expecting you to wile their socks off with the incredibly romantic gesture of the Valentine's Day, unless you're Helen. Obviously, this is a lot of pressure to be under, but worry not, friends, because we here at KPAR have taken it upon ourselves to make sure that you are not alone when it comes to planning the perfect date. Perhaps the most important part of a good date is the food. Everyone loves it, and you need it. So why not surprise whoever you brought into your love den by serving them some of their favorite dishes? Obviously, this can be something that is hard to nail down, which is why we recommend that you take some steps to ensure everything comes out perfectly. First, kidnap their mother and force her to cook the food for you. Many people's favorite dishes come from their childhood, and who better to cook those familiar treats than old mom herself? Second, you should seriously consider drugging those dishes with some LSD. few pleasures on this earth compared to freeing your mind from its normal constraints. So give them a gift they won't forget and slip some drugs into that tuna casserole their mother cooked up. The next important part to worry about are the people who are at the date. A brief look online I did earlier taught me that many people would like to go on a date with their favorite celebrity. So let's start there. Find out who it is. Learn to talk like them. Walk like them. Become that famous person they so adore. Steal their skin. Wear it like your own. Trust me, they'll be thrilled when they show up to a date with a normal old you and find instead Jennifer Lawrence or Chris Pratt or whoever it is these days people lust over. Ryan Gosling? Finally, it's as real estate agents the world over always say, location, location, location. Well, some people would tell you to go big and go bold. I advise you to have it somewhere more comfortable so they don't have to worry about anything other than falling in love with you. Try setting up a table in their bedroom while they're asleep. Imagine their joy at waking up and finding the perfect Valentine's Day date right in front of them. They don't even have to worry about getting dressed up. Of course, romance is a personal thing, and you should always do what comes naturally to you. But following these tips won't hurt, and you'll be guaranteed an experience that your loved ones will not forget. It still surprises me that Campus Wine Cellar is, like, open again. I know we talked about this last week, but it just astounds me.
I don't think it was ever closed.
Look, there's no way. You couldn't go in there for, like, 5 years, Zach.
Were you here for 5 years, Matt?
So, how do you guys like the skits
can you
we did?
Say they have...
Wait, are we on
well,
here?
Yeah, we're on here.
Sean had a problem.
Yeah, we had some technical problems here. Sean, as he was prone to do, had some problems when it came to this romantic script and romance.
I struggle heartily with romance. It is my Achilles heel, as it were.
Do you think those tips for Valentine's date are going to help you?
About wearing the skin?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Helen, who's your favorite celebrity?
Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley.
Keith Urban.
Katy Perry.
I do love that Toby Keith.
I have to say Adam Driver, for sure.
Gross.
Okay, so wait till like the next Star Wars movie's out, then like do this, because I do want to see how it ends, and they can't finish it if you're wearing a skin. I guess you're a good actor. No, take a skin. Be in the Star Wars movie.
He's got a lot of skin. He's a big guy.
Is he?
Adam Driver looks like there was a little extra noses left over when they were making him.
Like a lot of extra noses.
I think that adds to his charm.
He looks like his mom made with a toucan.
Looks like his mom beat him with an ugly stick.
It looks like that cat. Do you ever see that cat that looks just like Adam Driver?
He literally looks like a Birdman.
Welcome back, and you're listening to K-Par. That was our musical break, which Sean did not smoke, which surprised me. He was just kind of sitting here the whole time.
I showed restraint.
Saved years of your life doing that.
Years?
Years. You know, like one cigarette takes 10 years off your life.
That's fake. Fake news.
No, that's true.
Fake.
You could live for centuries, and now you're going to live for like... 90 years.
I just like to see the science behind what you're saying. I would like something.
You want some like facts?
I think it's been proven since like the 50s.
Oh, yeah, if you can find evidence that a cigarette takes off 10 years of your life, I will start smoking
tomorrow. Because they make healthy
cigarettes.
What's up?
They make healthy cigarettes.
Virginia Slims.
No, they don't make healthy cigarettes, but I'm saying one cigarette does not take off 10 years of your life.
Yeah, it does. How many cigarettes are in a pack, Sean? 20? That's 200 years off your life.
200 years, man.
Good luck, bro.
You died yesterday.
Oh, man.
Which, and you have not
changed
Helen
your pants.
Convicts
Helen of some crime if she's still with him and he's dead. That's some law she's breaking.
Oh, I'm getting some weird, like,
yeah, what
static.
Is that? It sounds like an alien.
Ooh.
You playing with your microphone cord?
Is that me?
Andy, you're experimenting with the phone. It's ruining everything.
Is there any aliens in here tonight?
Just call us.
Can you hear us, aliens? If you can't say something,
call in.
Call in, aliens. Phone home, and your home is K-Par.
Good one,
excellent.
I don't get it.
Let's talk about our favorite rom com.
No. Explain the joke to me.
All right, so everybody's favorite.
Have you seen E.T.?
Is clearly Sahara.
Hmm? Have you seen E.T. the extraterrestrial?
Don't know it.
Okay, it's about this alien. He's made of chicken wire and Play-Doh.
Are you talking about Choppy?
No, E.T., and he
now
comes
Choppy,
down.
Choppy, I know.
And he has this glowing finger, and this
Choppy.
Kid's sick, and he fingers the kid. The kid gets better, and he goes back in space.
Oh, my God.
He fingers this kid?
With his glowing finger, yeah.
Oh, my.
And the government's like, don't do that, E.T.
Oh, my. No wonder my parents didn't
And they
let
try
me
to put him in jail. And the alien's like, nope, going into space in a giant egg, and no jail for me.
I already had a fingering problem when I was a kid. If I watched that, I would have been fingering everything.
Oh, my God, he was doodling with everything.
It's classic.
Oh, God, I was getting in there.
fresh out the womb.
Oh, boy.
Fingering everything in sight.
Yeah, so Andy wanted to talk about our favorite rom-coms.
Give me an inch, I'll take a mile.
This is Andy's.
I know you will. My favorite rom-com?
Yeah, no, this is your thing. You want to talk about rom-coms.
Oh, yeah. So, as it being my segment, I'm going to go ahead and throw that first one over to Sean.
My favorite rom-com is Sling Blade.
What is it about? Give us a little brief description why you like it.
Well, some people call it a Kaiser Blade. I call it a Sling Blade. Have you guys seen Sling Blade?
No, I haven't.
You guys haven't seen Sling Blade?
No, again, bringing up something that
it's
no
not
one
obscure.
Has seen, man.
It's Billy Bob Thornton got nominated for an Oscar.
It's a little obscure.
Oh, no, you're talking about Bad Santa.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Bad Santa.
Oh,
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, they made the sequel.
Billy Bob Thornton, I love that guy.
Bernie Mac, R.I.P. Pneumonia, they'll get you.
Did he die?
Yeah, pneumonia.
Bernie Mac died a long time
ago. He died, like,
the year Barry
well,
Bonds
obviously
did.
After Solman, but, like, what? After
Barry
Solman.
Barry Bonds has been alive.
He's still very much
alive. Not in the Hall of Fame. Call in with your opinions on that.
Yeah, he's a chump.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
Here it is. Andy, what's your favorite rom-com?
Ocean's 11.
Good one.
Hell of an American
classic.
Piece of
yeah, it's a Valentine's classic.
And Ocean's 13, but F Ocean's 12.
Why is it your favorite? Yeah. What's about?
Brad Pitt,
most people
baby.
Know what it's
and
about.
And Clontang, you can't say much more.
It's about the heist. The heist of love.
It's about Clontang.
He's stealing a heart.
Any movie with that much
Julia Roberts, yeah.
Here comes trouble.
It has a lot
She's
of
She's all like, I'm Julia Roberts. I'm going to play Julia Roberts so that everyone thinks I'm Julia Roberts so I can steal this thing. And then everyone's like, hey, you're Julia Roberts. And the whole time, we don't care.
It's meta humor.
No, I like meta humor. I hate Julia Roberts.
What's yours?
Yeah, what's yours, Helen?
Helene.
I'm going to go with
Cassie Bolt.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, you're talking.
Studying Sean up for Valentine's
Sean looks
Day.
Worried. Sean is like.
It is.
Wait,
Sean's countless.
Very
oh, no.
cute.
F that movie. I'm talking 10 Things I Hate About You. I'm talking
Heath Ledger. I have not seen that.
Heath Ledger, baby.
I
He's
say Kate Hudson in that yellow dress.
Broke Back Mountain.
She is flat.
Oh, she is.
But
she. Have you seen Almost Famous? Has,
concave.
Oh, I love Almost Famous. No, she's beautiful, and now she's got that Fabletics going on.
What is that?
What?
Explain.
Fabletics, it's like you can buy some nice athleisure at an affordable, affordable price.
Fabletics.
Athleisure.
Oh.
What is that, like leggings?
It's like, you know, what
leisure
you wear
athletics.
To the gym, but it's cute.
Leisureletics.
So like sweet sweats?
Ooh.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, I would say.
Sweet sweats? Sweet feet. Sweet holes, feet. Back to holes.
Happy Feet, great movie.
Oh, Morgan Freeman, the one that he...
What do you say, Happy Feet?
No, that's March of
the
Penguins.
Is Happy Feet your favorite rom-com?
Same animal.
No, man, I told you Sling Blade or...
Dude.
Maybe just Blade as it was.
Sling Blade.
Maybe just Blade as it were.
Dead Man Walking, that's a pretty good one.
Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry's a great romantic comedy.
What's your favorite rom-com, Zach?
Passion of the Christ.
If I'm being serious,
it's a story about a love for all.
Bridge over the River Kwai. It's about a man who loves his country enough to blow up bridges that are
over
the River Kwai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brave man.
Also like the African Queen.
Or Green Inferno.
I like Bogart. He's pretty good.
Dude, the Green Room, Green Inferno.
Oh, Green Room's a great movie. Great
not
romantic
really
comedy. It's about a love between a bunch of Nazis and their switchblades.
My favorite rom-com is Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Love
is
that one.
Pretty.
My favorite
pretty
is
sweet. The meat cute in that one is ridiculous.
John Wick.
John Wick is
a man and his puppy.
A man and his puppy. Mm.
Can't beat that.
Boys
dead
and
puppy.
Dogs.
And then he gets a new puppy. Spoilers.
And then that dies.
I really like
they take
Bridget
that
Jones
puppy
diary.
Too.
Do they kill that puppy?
No. In the second movie, he goes off
second
running
one,
with
that one
with
kills
the dog.
With him. He's got in like a little thing on his chest, just like running around killing
it's
people.
Dog's
it's
has,
a
like,
pit
a little
bull,
dog pistol.
I think. You have a pit bull.
Sean
has a pit bull.
Hamilton
pit
the pit bull.
I just learned this.
Yeah, Sean's been plugging his pit bull all night.
I
want
to see pictures of
his
pit bull.
He's been playing with it on the table.
That's just heinous. I had a smile on my face.
Grab the bull by
I
the
had
pits.
A rictus, a grin on my face.
Can we bring dogs into the studio?
Because I was so excited to
How
talk about
dogs?
my dog, and you implied it had something to do with my genitals.
That was me? I didn't say that.
You said I was playing with my pit bull under the table. What could that mean?
Me? Oh, I
Hamilton's say, not here.
I didn't say that.
You said that. You,
Annie didn't say that.
Oh, we've got the recording.
Hey, buddy.
I think don't you play back.
I'm talking about sweet times I've had with my dog, and you're making something filthy about
loyal
it.
Listeners, let us know. Good. Roll back in this. Go back in the play podcast you're probably listening to this to, and tell me, does Andy say that? Because he won't say that. He, I don't think
say,
he said
I
that at
say
all.
A thing like that.
You talk. Would you're never, making it sound like never. My love for my dog is something it's, heinous.
You will
is
not
it?
Find that in the podcast.
Yeah,
just
you seem
because
pretty eager to defend it, bro.
I don't know.
I love
Braj.
I love effing that dog. I'm just gonna come out and say.
I
Sean
really do
loves
like,
effing that dog more than that
this
dog
episode,
loves
we
peanut
said it's a
butter.
Valentine's gross. Special, but it's more like it's like Helen's rom-com where she
like
realizes that her romance
things.
Is a comedy with a man who cooks soup and F's dogs.
He doesn't cook soup. He boils soup.
That's I'm impressed.
Right, he's not making
that's impressive to me. I microwave mine. That is more than effort. It's like people who
stove
make
top, baby.
Pizza rolls in the oven. That's a lot of work.
I would eat that. I had it actually the other day.
No, I put them in the microwave. I just don't have time. You know, you have to wait for the oven to heat up, and then
you put those in the microwave. You like soggy pizza.
You
rolls.
Put those in the microwave.
Sometimes I just drink milk for lunch.
Oh my God.
At dinner.
You make sure that's not good. Not expired.
The other day I was so my I was doid? So poor that I went to sleep for dinner.
Oh.
Stealing
I
jokes like
lot.
Amy Schumer over there.
There it is.
We're gunning you down, Amy.
What was the joke that someone stole earlier?
Oh, Sean!
Oh, did
stole.
I get to tell that?
You
I
didn't get to tell your joke. Tell
here.
Your joke.
Okay.
Tell your really funny joke.
Okay. Okay.
Kind
so,
of out of context now.
So Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney, and Matthew McConaughey get together, and they're like, "We gotta make a movie, right?" And Clooney goes, "Yeah, we're gonna make a movie. I'll direct." And DiCaprio goes, "Yeah, and I'll produce." And McConaughey goes, "All right, all right, all right." Yeah.
Woo.
What movie was this?
Yeah. What movie did they make?
Yeah, what set were they on at the same time?
Guys, it was a bit. Please don't do
no,
this.
Oh, that's Sean Taylor. He's so oh, funny, dear. Right, guys?
Yeah!
Oh, there's my belly chuckle.
Yeah!
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You
know,
buy our mugs.
You know what we need in here?
That's all
the
time
music?
We have.
We need some Drake Bell.
Uh-oh, playing the Grog Shop.
Is he playing the Grog Shop?
Yeah.
Dude, let's go see Drake Bell at the Grog Shop.
Oh, I'm not invited.
No, of course not.
Just immediately make plans with Sean to go.
Sean, let's do this.
Okay, we'll put this one up. Yeah, no, after we run the show, we'll close out. I'm going to close out our theme. And then after our theme, we'll play
some
Drake Bell.
Let's get one more funny conversation here. That's a funny topic, someone.
Let's get one more. Let's
yeah.
get one funny conversation.
One more conversation, a good one, a good one. Some, what's a funny topic, Helen?
The best
what's
comment.
Helen is a funny topic.
My God.
What's your favorite Valentine's Day
movie
sex position?
Oh,
well, we know Zach's is crying and masturbating.
Mm. Well, if I'm being serious, anything where they're on top so I can snooze off.
Nice.
I'm really only needed at the finish.
Yeah, I'd rather lay down.
I'm big into pegging. Getting pegged. Watching
is your Helen
paid.
Is yours Sean pegging? Actually, is yours doing the pegging?
Helen only lets Sean have sex with her with a strap on,
and that's why he's always at her house.
Now I'm gonna say on the back too, like you know, I agree with Zach and Andy.
Thank you.
There you go. Well, that was
what a hilarious.
I like to eat a good ass too.
You can't say ass.
Mean? That's
yeah,
right there.
I was gonna say you can't say like good, but it fell. Yeah, I ruined it.
That's fine.
I botched it.
You botched it. It's a slop job.
I
just like
show.
Sean's been botching his love life this whole episode.
Ooh.
With just these weird statements.
Helen, tell him
Sean
cool
will say something. Helen will just like make this face. They're like, I can't describe. Words
so
cannot describe over radio.
I know. That's the problem.
She sees like her entire life before and
I would have done
her.
Great in the silent era, but the talkies came along.
When the only relayed on
were
Sean
you there
Freud.
When they came?
You know.
It's a good name or a good
in
job.
Another life.
Good name for a band.
Schadenfreude? That okay. just means like making a fool of yourself in front of everyone.
No, Schadenfreude is happiness.
Or it's like humor coming from you getting made a fool.
Yeah,
of.
Other people deriving happiness.
It's cuck humor.
It why do we pause humor. Like it's cuck humor. Oh, we said, oh no.
Well, for a second, I was looking at the.
No, we can say cuck. We figured this out.
Sure.
We had a whole bit about it.
You can't say racial slurs. Making that makes sense. You can't
yeah.
say.
This is a great bit we're doing. The things you
can't
say. You can't
say ass.
No. Say it.
I was trying to think.
Yeah,
of
I don't know what
I
your bit's doing.
What
ass.
If like since you can't say it together, what if like
can
one
say
person
puss?
Says it and then the other person says their ads?
If someone else says like a quick word between, I think.
So like, we're all talking, yeah. And then Matt's like, hey, guys, ass. Hulk. And then I'm over here like, hold.
Ass.
Well, if it had happened like that, it probably was fine.
Yeah. Ass. That's Hulk. How I say it.
We can do eight. This.
All night.
God.
Long.
Damn.
What?
What's that, Sean?
I said God.
All right, here's a good
what
one.
What do you
there.
Need?
Oh,
we have Satan and God on the show. Why aren't you listening?
You're listening to the devil.
There he is.
The devil sounded just like Daniel Day-Lewis. Helen, what?
I need to stop.
Yeah. You literally just.
Oh, look, we're canceled.
Yeah, you do need to stop.
We're canceled.
You can't just
Helen.
Say the F word if you say it slow.
I did not. No, work. I did not. I only said the first part.
No, I said that.
We are playing with fire. Yeah, so that's going to be our show.
Playing
Let's
with
do
fire.
Some plugs. Let's
that's
do some
what
plugs.
I do all day, baby.
You can find I don't do anything really except this radio show at the moment.
My
I
plug.
Will be doing a movie this summer. I will talk about it all the time.
I ran out on a plug.
I listened to the Wombats' new album. You can find me at Converse Comrade Wombats. On Twitter, where I talk about the Wombats' album.
These fruitin' Wombats, man.
What you,
friggin' Wombats,
what do you got,
man.
Zach? What do you got besides this radio show?
I just got a lot of love for the Wombats, man.
He's a rowdy Norwegian?
I am Norwegian.
Yeah, that's his Twitter handle?
If we're doing that, yeah, follow me on Twitter and or Instagram. You can either follow me on both or choose.
You can follow
just
me on Instagram
one.
Too. I also have kind of
I tell people to follow me, but I'm thoroughly convinced no one is listening.
Both of them are rowdy Norwegian.
Yes, but when the podcast comes out and that one person that listened to our first one listens
yeah.
to our second one, they will hear the
You
plug.
Know that saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket? Well, we are in the
I got
basket.
All
one
my
of my eggs is
in
my one.
Basket.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
anywhere.
My eggs are in
what, am I just
going to
scatter eggs all around the apartment?
Right.
Oh, be careful where you step.
Yeah,
my
exactly,
eggs.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep them all in one basket.
I want to keep my options.
Hey, guys, I'm going to make an omelet. Give me like 5 minutes
yeah,
to round.
I
got to
round up some eggs I hid all over town.
There's a few on the counter. There's a few in my room.
All right, Andy, where can you,
Easter
where can they find you? What
day.
Are you doing? What
I
do you do?
Twitter, my Twitter's just like at Andy Conrad, I believe.
All right. Sean, but, what are you yeah. up? You don't get plugs. You're doing the right sketches. Helen, what are your plugs?
Hey, what's up? Come see.
How much? What's going on, Helen?
Hey.
Radio show.
Hi, hon.
I felt like we were lacking energy, so I wanted to come in strong for the finish. Here we go. 12th night at Rubber City Theater. That is in Akron.
Class.
2207 Roman Road. Come see us. Sean and I are both in it. Excellent.
Oh, never mind.
So, yeah. Also, follow me on Instagram at house_of_Helen.
House
is spelled H-A-U-S. H-A-U-S of Helen.
Why?
And then
I
are
like
you
the
like
Hofbrau House.
Hispanic? Why are you going German?
It's a Lady Gaga thing.
You would understand.
She's a Gaganite.
Also, follow me on Twitter.
Oh, because Lady Gaga lives in the house.
Free is my hair _ X.
All right, you can follow the show at official K.
Helen's just going to have like 30 new followers tomorrow.
She's
it's like
Instagram.
Everybody was listening. Like,
we have Twitter.
Oh
you can email us at
officialkpark
if you like emailing. Eventually here we'll plug, like we can find us on podcasts. You can, like I said, if you like go on Redbubble, search K-Par, you can find some merch, buy some mugs.
Can we?
Mugs, people.
If anybody
stickers.
If anybody wants
t-shirts?
To be on the show, just
yeah, if anyone wants to be on the show, that's what you email us for. If you want to be on the show,
us, Twitter, something.
Holla
email us.
At
yeah, or DM us.
Yeah,
yeah
hit
we'll
us up.
Slide
Why
in
not?
Our tour start over. Slide into our DMs.
We will expect you to write
you
all
wanna,
the skits. Like we actually made, I've been lying. I haven't written any skits. It's all been Helen. We locked her in a basement.
Some people say we're the Weinstein Company of the radio.
I was. Oh.
Yeah,
yes.
You've been late to these races.
It's 2 o'clock. Are we out?
Nope.
Yeah, no,
nope,
we're out.
Nope,
I'm gonna,
here,
we're,
give it another 10 minutes.
They went over. We go
yeah,
over.
Yeah,
we're cutting
lost.
To our.
No. We lost time. Leave it on.
Please.
Let us talk for another 5.
Please.
I'll give you another 5.
Please.
I demand the air.
My ears.
Now it's gonna make editing
my
so
mic on?
Hard.
I have a peak. Can you hear what I'm saying?
I'm gonna have to download like an hour.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Half
my
an hour
mic's hard.
And it's gonna
I
make
can
5
hear
minutes.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
You know, we keep being late because
I can hear what you're saying.
Through the
oh, yeah.
mic.
People might think we're being late because we're
Give
lazy.
The
There's another show that I don't think recognizes we're a show.
Oh,
I don't think they know
Sean.
We're there as a show. Because they're like, oh, you need
Struck
to be in here.
To me, baby.
But the door's locked, so we can't.
I don't think they know we're a show.
Dude, I thought that guy was going to shoot up the place, but I remember the door's locked. So.
Do you want to go to Taco
so
Bell?
We're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
So all these bozos in the hallway just laying there.
You say that, but I was on Funkhouse Berlin. You can listen to that Saturdays, midnight to 2. It's a good show. Our good friends are on it. I was on there, and like we saw a dude walk by. We're like, that dude looks super suspicious. And the next thing we know, there's police officers here.
some random like homeless person broke into the building and was wandering around.
Next thing you know, two cops, three cops.
Yeah.
Orgy.
Too many cops.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we got to wrap this up because I'm late. I'm going to this church meeting.
Right. Hey.
Exactly. I got a baptism to get to, so.
I want to be completely washed
over. I
want
to be clean. I want to be so clean you could eat off me.
And they will.
I want
Hail Satan,
the Lord inside me.
I want to be where the people are.
That's a musical, but I don't know which one.
I want to be where everyone knows.
Easy.
I want to be where you can see troubles are
We only have 3 seconds before we have to start paying.
I
want to
go where everybody knows my name.
If I'm being honest, I would go anywhere where Shelley Long was not the bartender.
I'll go anywhere where, what's his name is?
Shelley Long was the
But
actress
I would go
Cheers.
Anywhere where Ted Danson
Ted Danson. Yeah, anywhere Ted Danson goes.
Go to a bar and Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson are serving drinks.
Oh my sizable. God, if I went to a bar and Woody Harrelson serving me drinks, I'd shat my
That'd
pants.
Be right.
Be dripping down my legs.
Jesus Christ.
You let us say that on air?
You can say dripping down your legs.
We
That's...
say, well, of course I can say...
I don't know. We'll find out.
Did
we'll
you dump shat?
Material dripping down my
we'll
leg.
Learn.
I don't know. I'm brimming.
I'm sure I can say shat.
Did you shat shat?
It smells like someone shat in here.
We'll find out.
Helen.
Oh, my God. Helen farted a whole Jolly Rancher.
Sean does
the air
this
is
whole,
thick in here.
Sean does this thing now where we'll get home from something after we've, like, consumed a lot of calories. And he'll be like, listen, I'm going to be in the bathroom for 2 hours. And I'm like,
that's reasonable.
That's just a very personal okay. detail.
Is he nothing in the bathroom? Does he lie? Is it a lie?
You think the radio needs to hear that?
Nothing strange there.
Is it a lie? Is he there for 2 hours?
Does it? I thought it was an exaggeration at first. But
until he got the iPhone.
Come to realize.
I love this thing.
And now he's just in there spanking all day.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to cut. I want to cut it there. I want that to be the last thing we hear about.
Well, now the last thing they're going to hear is your voice, Matt.
You're telling us they were cutting.
I know. I'll cut in the podcast. Jeez. It'll be fine.
Oh, cut in the podcast.
Can we cut the part where Helen talks about my shat?
Can we cut the part where Helen just talks about everything?
Matt, you cut so much, you're like a middle school girl.